Treat yourself to the best. Mail Pouch Barnes on this moment of Indiana history. Ramshackle barns exhorting passersby to treat themselves to the best have become a familiar element of road trip vernacular. Soon after mail pouch tobacco appeared in 1900, the product's West Virginia manufacturers launched a national advertising campaign that focused on rural areas in the Midwest. Farmers, for whom it was inconvenient to smoke tobacco, were not only perfect customers, but also marketing partners. In exchange for a small sum and a free paint job, a farmer would agree to have the company's slogan painted on his barn. Other signs were painted on the brick walls of corner buildings visible from the state's county courthouses. Each advertisement was signed and dated. A common set of initials, H-E-W, indicates that the sign was the work of Harley Warwick, an Ohio native who painted around 20,000 barns in 20 states. Name an Indiana town of any size, Warwick claimed, and I've been there. The Federal Highway Beautification Act of 1965 resulted in many of the mail pouch barns being painted over, although in 1974 an exception was made for commercial signs of historic significance. Although Mail Pouch retired its campaign officially in 1996, some landowners have chosen to maintain the barn signs. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting a discussion about the future of immigration in Indiana with community leaders during the Indiana Town Hall Series, presented by Lewis and Kappas, Thursday, April 17th, 7 p.m. at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center. Information at indianahistory.org.